Hello, it's Marnie here, and I'm joined on this part of Chatterbox by Richard Matthew. Before we hear Information Desk, we continue our news items with the call to motorists to stop driving diesel cars, and Stephen Fry becomes patron of Norwich Film Festival. But first, we see how Comic Relief has made an impact in our city.
Safe Haven, also known as City Response, has been going for 4 years and aims to help anyone who needs their assistance. On Saturday night, it was a shift the same as any other for the volunteers, as with high-vis jackets donned and tea flasks filled, they took to the streets to first make the rounds and check on the city's rough sleepers. They looked to see whether known people were sleeping, if they needed anything, and doled out much-appreciated hot chocolates and biscuits. One man, who was sleeping rough outside Superdrug on St Stephen's Street, said he saw the team most weekends. As they walk the city's streets, checking doorways and offering advice, the volunteers are in constant contact with HQ, whether to report that someone is fine or to ask for more supplies. This is in part thanks to technology funded by Comic Relief, after the service secured a £980 grant last year. Peter Wright, who set up Safe Haven, said that the money had helped them to update their technology. "We were able to get phones, a landline, and some volunteer training," Mr. Wright, 66, said. And it wasn't only the city's homeless who received support, as anyone could come in off the street, whether they just wanted to get warm, charge their phone, or were having more serious issues. "Without the money from Comic Relief, we wouldn't be able to watch the taxis to see people get to their doors. We wouldn't be able to call parents to come and pick up their children." Now, Comic Relief is again calling on the people of the East to fundraise and help change lives across the region, UK and Africa, by supporting this year's Red Nose Day on Friday, March the 24th.
Bosses at Anglian Water have pledged they will spend £425 million in the region over the next year, including £35 million to secure water supplies in Norwich. The water company had previously outlined how it needs to spend millions to redesign the system at its Higham Water Treatment Plant in Waterworks Road in the city. The company also intends to spend £36 million maintaining, refurbishing and replacing parts of the 70,000-kilometre sewer network, £3 million of which will be used to survey sewers in places such as Caister and West and East Runton. And £6.8 million will be spent on providing full sewerage services to customers living in rural properties which have never had a connection to a sewer before. And a share of £17 million will be used to prevent leaks.
Thousands of charity Christmas cards have been sold in Norwich by a dedicated team of volunteers, raising more than £138,000 to help good causes. The city's branch of Cards for Good Causes sold more than 46,000 packs during the 10 weeks before Christmas, ranking it third best out of the organisation's 300 other shops. The shop is part of a network of more than 300 temporary shops run by Cards for Good Causes, the UK's largest multi-charity Christmas card organisation, which has supported the work of national and local charities, including Brake, East Anglian Air Ambulance and Hillside Animal Sanctuary.
The Norfolk actor, comedian and national treasure has just been announced as a patron of Norwich Film Festival, along with Norwich-born director Julian Jarrold, who is known for his films such as Kinky Boots and Becoming Jane and the Netflix series The Crown. I'm talking, of course, about Mr. Stephen Fry. And he said, "A thriving film festival in my beloved hometown gives me such pleasure. It was in Norwich that I learned to love film. I spent more time than I probably should have done at the Gaumont on All Saints Green, the ABC on the Prince of Wales Road, the Odeon, Anglia Square, the dear old Nowhere at the Assembly House, and latterly the peerless Cinema City. Very proud now to be a patron of a festival that encourages people from Norfolk, Norwich and beyond to be enchanted, beguiled and entranced by all sorts of film that might not otherwise reach them."
Job centres in Norfolk are to be moved under plans unveiled by the government. The shake-up will also see back office staff in Norwich move from St Mary's House to Kingfisher House under proposals announced by the Department for Work and Pensions. Officials said there was not an exact timescale yet, but the move would happen before the end of March next year. Union officials said nationally more than 1 in 10 job centres in England, Wales and Scotland will shut, putting thousands of staff jobs at risk. But the Department for Work and Pensions said that it expected affected employees to move to other sites, insisting that the number of redundancies would be, quote, very small.
Stop driving diesel cars. That is the message to Norwich motorists in the wake of recent warnings of high pollution levels in the city. Speaking to this newspaper, Transport Secretary Chris Grayling signalled the start of a government war on the use of diesel vehicles. Questioned about what he was doing to tackle high pollution levels in Norwich, Mr. Grayling said they were funding more electrical charging points, and he expected the government to do more to try and encourage people to use low-emission vehicles. Last week, the government issued an air quality warning in Norwich after a local monitoring site recorded the highest level on the PM2.5 particles index. That's the measurement of small particles which are created in car exhausts.
Norwich's Plantation Garden is now closed to the public amid concerns about sinkholes in the area. The popular attraction on Earlham Road is expected to be sealed off for a few weeks, according to Tony Burlingham, who owns 3 MJB hotels around the Victorian Garden. Access to the site is to be boarded up. Mr. Burlingham said that the closure was necessary for underground assessments to take place. It comes after sinkholes opened up at his Plantation House Hotel, the Beaches Hotel and the Governor's Hotel.
More than 20 motorists have been caught using a mobile phone behind the wheel in Norwich in just over an hour. Police targeted drivers risking the lives of others by using their phones in Yarmouth Road in the morning rush hour as part of a week-long national crackdown led by the National Police Chiefs Council. Officers from the Road Casualty Reduction Team caught 21 drivers using their phones at the wheel in an hour and 15 minutes. While a further 6 motorists were recorded on their phones by police spotter, who alerted colleagues to those on their phones.